guesstimate.
Guesstimate's fine.
No, it isn't. Fuck guesstimate. No, what does guesstimate even mean?
I'm completely fine with guesstimate.
Either it's a guess or it's an estimate. You cannot have a guesstimate.
You have not worked in software development.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are guesses or estimates.
We prefer the professional term of lies.
I'm okay with guesstimate. Warble Horde's not so much. It's just
with a swag, a somewhat wild ass guess.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't.
Or a shitty wild ass guess.
Oh. That's red.
That's red.
That is very red because Andy forgot to plug in the camera. So, hey.
Plug in that camera.
Yeah.
Plug in that camera. And I think I'm going to have to restart the stream.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So, are we live?
We are live right now. So, people are going to see us go live and then unlive. So,
or maybe remain live, but.
Well,
they can't see or hear us. So
no, they can hear us right now.
Oh, really?
It's just a blank screen.
Oh, because it doesn't use that.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Not like it uses that.
I'm gonna go back to the Buseys and see if the camera will catch now. Nope. I'm gonna have to. I'm an idiot.
Yes.
I'm an idiot. No, they can't hear us now because I'm an idiot. come on, stop. Fucking.
Uh oh.
Open broadcast software is not responding. Just fucking close it.
Everything was terrible.
Uh oh. There's going to be a lot we're going to have to cut off at the beginning here. All right. Try this again.
So, what episode was this supposed to be?
This is 2:30.
Isn't this now going to be 2:31?
We've already done 2:30.
Yeah, that was 2:30.
The Redcast.
Yeah. See? We're catching up. And now that Muse has stopped, we actually probably will catch up sooner rather than later.
That's unfortunately true. Hey! We'll try that again. Hey!
Podcast brought to you by the number 2:30 and the color red.
Hey, guess what? I didn't update the number on the podcast. So, hey, welcome to a late edition of the Crippled System Podcast, episode 231.
It's only as like we're always this late. It's just this time you knew it.
I definitely.
Actually,
knew
we're
it this
10 minutes earlier than the last time I was on.
Yeah.
Well, I think because it was David was late last time. I don't know.
Probably
the last time I was on, I was late. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So, welcome to episode 231. It's nice that 2:30 can then you could quickly put in a number there if you forget because I was looking at the screen and I had the number wrong.
231 is it prime?
It's divisible it's like by 17. 3, so no. Three? Okay. No. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
77 times 3?
That sounds good. Sounds right.
No, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, it's 21 yeah. 80 times 3. Yep.
77 times 3. So 3 times 7 times 11. So the factor of 3 primes. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
That's something.
A lot of numbers are factors of 3 primes.
Yeah. Factors of... Shut up. All of its factors are prime.
Just love.
Well, depending on whether you consider 1 to be prime or not. But everything has 1 as a factor, so that doesn't count.
Every number. I mean, that's the fundamental theorem of numbers, is that every number can be reduced to a prime factorization. So you can take everything, because if any of its factors are not prime, you can then reduce them to prime
factors. Its largest factors are all prime. No, because 77 isn't prime. God damn it! Fine! What are you doing?
It's like a quick second delay on it, so it's really cool. Like, I stop, and you kind of see it go for a second.
So there's no delay for them?
No.
So they just think you're an idiot.
Exactly. That's fine.
Look what I can do!
Yay. Now stop. See, like you hit yourself in the head 1 second later. It was awesome! Alright, hi.
Okay.
And it goes downhill from
here. Well, you guys were talking about prime numbers, and I had to entertain myself some other way.
No, David's right that eventually every number is factored by prime numbers, because that's literally what factorization means.
Yeah, it's the fundamental.
If you hit a number that isn't prime, you haven't factored yet.
Yeah.
My name is Andy, and I play Kator.
My name is Nathan, and I play Minions. Undefeated! undefeated professionally since coming back, bitches. Also, I suck, so there's no reason I should be able to say that.
Have you won? So you've won every single
tournament game.
Tournament game.
And I'm lost every single.
I'm 6-0 in tournament and 0-2 in casual. So I'm never playing casual again.
Okay. So Nathan, how much am I going to get back for the voodoo curse?
Oh, such sheer. Every ounce of bad luck I've ever had in War Machine has come out. Been balanced out by two absurd cases of good luck now. Mm-hmm. It used to be just one, but now it's two. And I was trying to describe the second one to Brian. I'm like, you remember that game I played against you? And he said, yes, I remember it. I will never forget that game. Like, that's as much as I needed to say. He instantly knew the other instance of me having amazing luck.
I'm trying to remember which one that was.
Finals at a tourney. He was playing Morgul 1. I was Madrak 1. He had tabled, like, everything but Madrak and an Impaler, who was, like, crippled and didn't even count, but he still had the Animus, goddammit. So I sniped, boosted to hit Morgul, needing, like, a 16 or something, got the crit for no transfers, and then boosted damage and one-shotted him. It was not a high-odds play, but I guess what we have learned in those two things is when it's the finals in a crappy little tournament in Madison and you push Nathan to the point where he has a one-in-a-million chance, he will get that one-in-a-million chance.
Twice.
I mean, that'll happen.
Twice.
Dice games.
I know. Dice games. Like, in both games, I was fucked so hard against the wall. It was insane. And both games were like, yeah. Even the Travis one, like, my last roll, I'm like, well, I guess I need a 15, and I rolled exactly a 15.
Yeah. I've been down and out.
And then I sat down and it was quiet.
And I felt really bad.
Yeah. Travis and I both just didn't talk to each other for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Sitting here like, that voodoo curse worked.
Yes.
Okay. So
you have to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to introduce myself.
That was my introduction.
Yes. Okay. I'm Dave. I play Kador and apparently Mercenaries. And... what? You shake your head.
No, I'm just...
It's team tournament time.
Team tournament time. I'm playing Mercenaries.
Ah. And I'm Dan, and I play Grimkin.
Hooray!
This month? Do you have a heretic and a heretic painted?
I do, but I'm... What day is who's the boss?
It's Friday.
I may or may not be using them.
Okay.
So
that'd be awesome, because then... I'm trying to narrow down and figure out how lazy I can get before the event.
Okay.
Because I have like four things to paint before then. I have a dreamer to paint, Fianna 2, Heretic, and Wanderer, I want to say. And then that's I think that's it.
Well, speaking of which, guess what I left at home?
Hey, you left Morty 2 at home.
I did.
I have to show up on Wednesday then. Hopefully you're there Wednesday.
I'll just bring it down.
Or you can just bring it down. Yep. That works too. So it's new things happening this weekend, this coming weekend.
Yeah.
This week.
It's Adepticon.
Yeah. We're going to go and pretend to play in Travis's tournaments and then just play TI4.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to play a dick all. Thursday night, I'm going to play Time Stories with the Acres and... Travis, and then all Friday and Saturday is just going to be Dune and TI4 and maybe some filler games in between them.
What about Friday? Friday, you're helping me.
Ah, damn it. When do I have to help you for that?
Like 9 to 7.
Okay, so 9 to 7, I'm helping with Who's the Boss.
And yeah. I'll just steal TI4
could,
and get
you
a game.
Could probably just set up a TI4 game during it. We could pretty easily play it during Who's the Boss.
It's not like there's a lot of judge calls during Who's the Boss.
I would rather watch Nathan play Dune while helping with Who's the Boss.
There shouldn't be any judge calls for Dune or for for Who's the Boss, because I worked my fucking ass off to make errata cards for everything.
Right, so that prevents the rules questions, and then are people really going to give enough of a shit to need measurements, double checks, and stuff like that? Like, I mean, that's the other thing.
Last year I played on a game table that was nothing but burning earth terrains.
Yeah.
It's Who's the Boss.
That was the best. I enjoyed that because I got to set up that table. So there was walls on fire on there, too.
Just everything's on fire.
Everything is on fire.
My opponent...
So it could go anywhere.
My opponent didn't like it as much because...
You had an incorporeal.
I had an entirely incorporeal army.
Yay, flames!
It was not as bad as the person who played on it the round after, who played against a troll player who brought two pyre trolls.
And they bring a fire breather, so they would just run through the burning earth and then wreck everything?
Yes, and then stone off the continuous effects.
Yes!
He said it was not fun.
Yeah, no, I and then the magical burning table disappeared after that round.
It reminds me of our game where you were playing Horgel, and I was playing my Minoth, and you're like, "Oh, I'm fire immune. This may not be good for you." And then you couldn't do anything to my fire immune jacks.
It was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Just slug humping. That's a lot of flaming terrain. You're so proud of it. You still have pictures of your flaming table.
I was going through my phone and I was going to delete that picture, and I'm like, "No, I'm going to keep that."
I mean, it's also our one memory of Archer. So.
Of Archer.
The PP guy who made all those fire tokens.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Who's no longer with them.
He is, I believe, working for Steamforge now? Or freelancing.
I think he's freelancing.
Yeah. This is an awesome terrain, dude. Holy cow. He built a ton of awesome shit for PP.
We need to give the people what they want.
What's that?
What they ask for. What they request.
C++ talk.
So right now, I think I actually made a deck that uses a Haraquax well, which is crazy because that guy's pretty much a meme joke card that should never work, but I'm going to make it work. So I'm doing a Haraquax, which, as you know, is a 7-strength gold that damages itself by 5 when you play it, but if its health is ever exactly equal to its base health, it does 7 damage to 3 random enemies. Garbage card, right? Because it's a 2-point gold, and then you have to put effort into it to make it trigger. Also, Modem is 5. It's amazing. We can do that, too. But, as the case may be, Stefan Skellen, as we all know, Nilfgaard card. You search your deck for a card of your choice, boost it by 5, and put it top of your deck. So you draw it, you play it. Guess what? Boosted by 5, damaged by 5. That puts it exactly at its starting 7 health and triggers immediately with no possible recourse by your opponent. It's sexy as hell. It makes it a 28-point gold. That's 6 points better than Ciri Nova, and she restricts your deck list. So I put it in a Morhan Voorhees reveal deck because reveal decks have really good first round tempo, but they never have any finishers. So I tried doing
Jason
a series.
Is a brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Morhan.
I went on so many dates with Morhan Voorhees in Witcher 3. He was like my bromance. It was great. We went on a picnic and watched some horses race. It was amazing.
So this button disconnects his microphone.
Fuck you. This is legit tech.
It pains me how much of this I'm understanding.
Yes.
Well, I can just press a button, but that's not going to stop.
But I was doing a Ciri Nova reveal deck, but I'm trying to do the Haraquax one instead.
Right. Somebody just mentioned in the chat that when Nathan talks, all you hear is womp, 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 womp.
That's fine. My Morhan Voorhees reveal Ciri Nova deck, or not Ciri Nova deck, rather, but Haraquax deck is undefeated so far. 1-0. So the best thing about playing a meme card like this, I played a Haraquax, it triggered and shot 3 of the guy's things, and then he moused over it for so long he almost roped his next turn because he had never seen the card before, and he just had to read it over and over again. What the fuck is this thing? And he just did something stupid before he timed out, and then I beat him. It was great.
So speaking of Charlie Brown adult talk, C++. Somebody in the chat, Riddle Me Flash, was asking for some good books or sites to start learning C++. Honestly, I don't have a terribly good answer for that because while I did teach C++ at the University of Kentucky for a couple of years, unfortunately, I learned C++ back in the dark ages before doing stuff on websites was a common thing. And the book I read was the book I learned most of it from was an old Microsoft book by Kruglinski, who passed away like 10 years ago now. And I'm pretty sure the book's no longer in publication.
Java really even
C++?
Yeah, I mean, with Java is C++. Is that even really totally utilized anymore?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's no longer. I mean, back 15, 20 years ago, C++ was the main language for application development. Now it's the main systems development language.
I haven't been able to see chat for like 3 months. All this shit. It's okay though.
But it looks good.
I know. I just have to do this randomly and like look under Black Mage's crotch to just try to see what people are saying, and then it turns out it's Travis, and I'm sad I bothered. Who, to be fair, will indeed beat me next time we play.
No. Are you sure?
Only if it's a casual game.
With a stick,
I mean,
or
both?
Both, yeah.
If I finish the voodoo doll for you, I think you're good.
Yes. Just set it on the table and just psych him out.
But yes, I mean, C++ is still a language used for development. It's not really shrinking. It's just not gaining market share anymore.
It's just a weird coincidence because last episode we had somebody named Riddle Me C++ who asked where they could learn Flash.
Why would you want to learn Flash? That is dying.
How dare you, sir?
I mean, we
where are you going to play all your best free internet games?
It's our favorite. It's our favorite. Our favorite villain from the Justice League tried to learn Flash.
He couldn't.
He couldn't because he didn't know who that man was.
That's true. I thought it would be like a Pokemon. When you said try to learn Flash, I was thinking like a Pokemon almost discovering how to be a pervert. Like it levels up, but it's just like, you know, Trenchcoat learned Flash.
Okay, you got to do that to get through that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm having trouble finding the picture.
I don't want a picture after the topic we're talking about. And the point is you can throw Renew in there as well to get a Horacrax out a second time. The Stefan Skellig won't work, but you have Mandrake in your deck anyway because in this meta, everybody's running Mandrake as a hard counter to Imlarith Sabbath. And so Mandrake resets and then strengthens, but strengthens not a boost, so it still counts as base armor. So it would trigger a second time if you put in Renew. But I didn't do Renew. I put in Royal Decree just to make sure I got Stefan and could mulligan away or Horacrax safely.
All right, riddle me. Why do you want to learn C++?
Someone from the chat, please bail us out. Otherwise, yes. Nathan will keep talking.
Well, the other topic that was specifically requested was talking about how amazing Rodimus Prime is.
He is the lead singer of probably my favorite Transformers cover band.
I showed that to Marshall, and he lost his shit. He had never seen them before. So.
Oh, really? Oh, the Cybertronic spree is
this is before
amazing.
After he went to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, our drove him to the hospital.
Our friend Marshall is in the hospital now.
He's fine. Mm. My eldest stepdaughter has the same thing, and it's one of those things like for the rest of your life, you'll be mildly... It's like being lactose intolerant. Like sure. When you really feel like eating the specific thing, you just know you'll regret it that night.
Mm. Unless and so, you're Jordan.
I wonder. No.
Well, he knows. Like, Jordan knows. He just doesn't care.
Yeah. And doesn't care for his friends either.
Right.
Because he is lactose intolerant. And you
like
know
in a weaponized way.
Yeah, in a weaponized way, yeah.
The worst was in St. Louis with that Provel cheese.
But I wonder if I have something similar to that. Because there's times when I eat something and I just... It's just like... Like a knife right in my stomach. It sucks. And sometimes it'll last for like a day.
Yeah, when that happens, I just don't eat it anymore. I mean, this is why I don't like Heroes.
It's pizza. It's so good.
Okay, well, yeah, I can understand that.
It's happened a couple times with the Pizza Extreme pizza next door.
Yeah.
But it's
like okay. Sex with a crazy ex. You know you'll regret it, but
you know,
you just sometimes you can't resist.
Okay. All right. Riddle Me said, learned 3D Studio, found Mac Script had similar foundations. Figured it would be easier to understand Unreal.
Save me this conversation from here now, too.
Okay,
so please. No.
So, Andy, your only way of saving this is talking about Rodimus.
I mean, he didn't die like a little bitch, unlike a certain different Prime. He's angry because it's true.
No.
I'm just trying to think of how the way his Optimus Primal died, too.
No, I didn't say every other Prime, just a certain other Prime.
I mean, but he did die for like a bitch at least once, I think.
Probably. There's also an episode of Beast Wars where Optimus Primal, like...
Takes on Optimus Prime.
Well, he takes on all of the Decepticons. It's called like Guerrilla Warfare or something, obviously pun, but like they fuck with it. It's programming, so like he just goes like
he gets locked into full aggression mode.
Yeah, he goes ape.
Mode. Yeah.
And it's just like Die Hard, but as Transformers. Like he infiltrates the Decepticon lair and just fucks the shit out of
well, there's that
show,
that
Predacons
show is
rather.
So good.
It's so good. Like the CGI has aged, you know. Poorly, but all the writing and everything. I mean, spoilers, Dinobot's death scene is powerful stuff.
They won an Emmy for that,
I think. Yeah, like it's a good show.
I used to watch any of Beast Wars.
Oh, you should.
A single bit of it because.
Like Nathan said, the CGI takes a little bit to get used to, but it's written very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do remember.
Season 3 is a little weird, but.
I do remember a sequence where they actually got onto the Ark.
Yes.
Yep.
In some way or
another.
Like
I said, season 3 is a little weird, but it still is good. It's just, after a while, you can tell that they're getting pushed a little harder to tie it back in.
Yep. Yeah. And, like, you know, the first season's very episode of the week, formulaic kids show. You know, something happens, then it's over, and will never be spoken of again. And then season 2 got a little break, because I think it's season 2 where Dinobot switches sides.
Dinobot switches right away, one? But... Or, like, right away, but it's still very episode of the week, and all of a sudden season two it gets dark because all of a sudden,
I guess so, and that's like, when they started to play more with like the loyalty and stuff like
correct.
That.
Correct. Well, and also then it's like, yes, we actually are at Earth. Oh, look, Dinobot. Look, there's proto-humans. We better save them or else the timeline gets fucked.
That's right. That's right. It's all blurry. I haven't rewatched the whole thing in so long. But I did rewatch recently that I used to watch at the same time. Everything's available somewhere if you look hard enough.
It's been on and off Netflix streaming because it keeps popping on and off my list. Otherwise, it might still be. Yeah, I can't think of anywhere else.
The one that you cannot watch legitimately anywhere right now that I used to watch back to back with Beast Wars is Mighty Max. And that show is amazing.
A maxing?
Maxine?
A maxing. You're not amazing. A maxing.
What? A maxi pad?
No.
Maxim? What?
Instead of amazing, a maxing.
Oh. Oh. Are we not recording? Why is that computer off? Oh, no, it's okay. Screensaver, panic. Why? Everything's okay.
That shouldn't do that.
We're all fine here now.
Power cord plugged in?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Question from the chat. Is Star Wars Legion going to live up to hype?
Let's review. It is a fantasy flight miniatures game. Wave 1 will be okay. Wave 2 will get delayed because the boat will get locked up. Everyone will quit before Wave 3.
I was going to say, is there hype to live up for? Because, I mean, I love me some Star Wars, and I love me some miniature war games, and every promotional photo I've seen of that game, I looked at, and I just kind of go, eh.
All I've seen is that it's bigger than the other one was. Like, that's all I've seen on Facebook, is people have a picture of the AT-STs from, the fuck is the other game? The one that sucks.
I know which one you're talking about. Not the role-playing one. It's the other one.
Imperial Assault.
Yes, yeah. Imperial Assault. Like, people show a mini from Imperial Assault, a mini from this new one, and the new one's bigger, and they go, oh, wow, neat. And yeah, okay, it's neat. Doesn't mean the game's any good.
Is it pre-painted, or is it not?
No. I don't think it is pre-painted.
So it's hobby?
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting seeing it at Adepticon, but like I said, I have very low expectations of anything Fantasy Flight these days.
When they were showing it off at Gen Con, I believe, and I was supposed to look at it, and I just chose not to look at it because I figured other people would look at it.
I've seen the promotional photos, and it's just that this is two things I love, and the promotional photos do absolutely nothing for me, so I don't know. I don't know that there's much hype for it to live up for. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times in the past and many times, well, today.
It'd be something I wouldn't mind seeing like a demo of or actually experiencing a demo of. I mean, but I haven't really liked a lot of Fantasy Flight miniature games like Rune Wars. I've watched a demo of that thing, and that was not fun to look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had some neat models.
If Fantasy Flight does like what they did last year and put it in a Legion Star set into every Adepticon bag.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I have a starter box in my Adepticon bag, I'll probably play it or sell my box for some amount of money.
Yeah.
Because I've trained something in my brain to not care.
Buy four boxes again?
About any minis game except for War Machine Hordes and Monpok.
Trade your starter set for Nagata.
Fucking A, that came out of left field.
Yeah.
The day of I think it was the morning of an evening announcement of a Kickstarter for a Pacific Rim game. Like, they just barely edged out the Pacific Rim Kickstarter.
Well, I've seen the Pacific Rim Kickstarter for a while because that was showing up on my feed all the time on Facebook. It was like, oh, great big monster, big jacks. I'm like,
the Pacific Rim game does not look very good at all. There are two monsters total, and you have a bunch of cards that you can customize. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, plus, I don't think, I like Pacific Rim, but I think the Venn diagram of Pacific Rim fans and hobby miniatures game fans doesn't overlap as much as the Monpok fan Venn diagram does.
Or does it part of that Venn diagram does include the music used in the second trailer for the second movie?
That was not the right music for that at all.
I mean, seriously, they must have paid a ton of money for that, for the rights to use that music. I think it's War Ready by some rapper.
So it's weird to see a Pacific Rim trailer with rap playing.
Interesting.
But it's not even like a good rap. It just destroys if they played like, I guess I'm gonna whitewash it, I guess. If you had AC/DC for the trailer for that movie.
Then we would just call it Iron Man.
No, just Thunderstruck. Just have like the beginning guitar riff of Thunderstruck going on, which is showing us quick pan shots of the monsters, and then as you go into the music, show us fighting the guys. I think that was what they used for the first movie.
This is going to seem wrong at first, but I want you to visualize the trailer.
All right.
Hear the music in your head. Realize the... No. Realize like the triumphant tone and everything like that. Dancing Queen by ABBA. It works.
Yeah, no, that would work.
Go home, you watch that trailer, and you play ABBA. I bet it'll work.
No.
You can dance! Just punching a monster. You can jive! Ripping a building in half.
Yeah, no, that could work.
I'm not really contesting that it will or will not work. I'm just saying that I'm not going to do this.
I am sold.
Yes!
I am completely sold. That or Magic Carpet Ride.
Also, public service announcement, because people comparing Monpok with Pacific Rim and whatever, the Jaeger piloted by the main characters in Pacific Rim, mm-hmm. Gypsy Danger, is spelled G-I-P-S-Y. Gypsy is spelled incorrectly in the Jaeger's name. And I keep seeing people post it with double Y.
Oh,
and it's,
sure.
It has a unique spelling, so going forward, when making references to Gypsy Danger, remember it's spelled wrong. Also racist as fuck.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. It's not a racist slur. It's a misspelled racist
correct.
Slur.
Correct. If you misspell... Yes.
But they
changed the spelling of a very popular bird seed because of that.
And the second version bird of a seed. Caster.
Go into the bird seed store, and there is bird seed spelled N-Y-J-E-R. It's Niger seed. N-Y-J-E-R. Okay. It used to be spelled not that way. And you had to be very careful how you pronounced it, because it was not spelled like that. So yeah, they literally changed the word to make it less comparable to an offensive word.
So it's more of the country than it is.
It was spelled like the country, yes. But when you have little Billy in the pet food store and he's like, hey, look what that, you're like, no, Billy, no. So yeah, rapeseed, similarly, there's a...
Well, that's why it's called canola oil, because...
Yeah, rapeseed oil, people are getting upset about.
Yes, because, I mean, it's called rapeseed oil, but some Canadian government...
Travis in the chat is battling with the auto mod trying to misspell racist words, and the mod's having none of it.
No, he got auto modded for putting a country's name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could type it in.
Don't.
I am the mod.
No, I mean, I think that's interesting. The canola oil, the term canola oil was invented by a Canadian marketing group to replace rapeseed oil because they really didn't want to call it rapeseed oil anymore.
Yeah. I mean, who can blame them? Good old Monpok. So excited. I love Monpok. And I know the new stuff isn't going to be compatible with the old stuff, and the old stuff's not going to be compatible with the new rules and whatnot, but...
But that's not going to stop us.
That's not going to stop us. Well, and more importantly, the new one existing isn't going to stop me from playing the old one again because people
they dusted
off.
They haven't really said what the new one's really going to be specifically. Like, if it's going to be like I pull out a mat and we play on square grids.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be mat-based or if it's going to be measurement-based.
Mat-based.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then how... I don't know. Like, if the rules change, but... Well, we'll see.
Because mm-hmm. the original map was, I believe it was a 4x4. I think it was a...
No, they weren't square. They were slightly... Well, the square, I think, was only like 3x3 or 2 and some change by 2 and some change. And then there was extra on the sides of the map for putting our models and stuff.
Yeah.
But the big issue is going to be abilities, right? Because part of the barrier of entry in the original Monpok was that there were 700 different abilities. Correct. And they were all just an icon.
And they flat out said, that's gone.
Which is kind of a shame, because each of those abilities was unique. And yeah, it got cumbersome, but like it the movement, right? Like you had flight and climb and burrow and jump, and those all like you'd be like, well, why do you need all of these? Well, one of them ignored terrain but not models. One ignored models but not terrain. One ignored both. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all had different rules. And I guess instead of have there were no unit cards, right? And so you couldn't write out special abilities. Everything had to be in an icon. So that's why it was so icon heavy. But you just brought a cheat sheet and life was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that there is some revision in there as well with like models like Zor Maxim being an issue.
Travis says, what factions are we playing in Monpok? I have no idea because I know nothing about Monpok.
Oh, David, we got to play Monpok sometime.
David, you can't play Cthulhu. That's it.
Cthulhu?
I have a bunch. Okay.
You know exactly what Cthulhu is. It's what it is. It's Cthulhu. Yeah, tentacle monsters. Spaghetti monsters.
Just, you know, Elder God. Yeah, and I mean also Shoggoth-style stuff as well. But what was interesting is they had five different, I'm going to mix up, there was factions and agendas. I think there was five different agendas, and then each had the sub-factions. I'm looking at Dan as if he remembers, but he doesn't look like he's remembered.
I joined, so left the 40K realm to come into this right as Monpok 1 died.
There were five agendas, and so like one agenda was the Destroyers, for example. There were six agendas? Okay, six agendas. So like one might be the Destroyers, okay? Or I had the Invaders. Agendas was one of the two that I played. Yep. And the first Invaders agenda faction were Martians. UFOs, all that shit, classic Martian stuff. And a whole bunch of Martian stuff came out, and then they're done. And then the environmentalists had the dinosaurs, and Cthulhu was, I forget what they were, but whatever. They had six different factions. And then they were done, finished. No more models for those factions ever. And then they did Wave 2, which was the same six agendas, but six new factions. So the Invaders this time were people from the deep. They were fish monsters. And the environmentalists, instead of the dinosaurs, were the giant apes, like King Kong style. And you, when you mole built people. Lists, the mole people were the Destroyers, I believe.
They were in the same faction as Cthulhu.
Were they? Okay. Yep. But so the point is that when you built lists, you could mix and match from your agenda. Yeah. So you could have dinosaurs and gorillas fighting together. You could also, what was really cool was you could splash from any other agenda. So think like War Machine, where you're playing Kador, but you just really want to take a Signar model. They're like, okay, you just pay double. You're like, all right, it's worth it. Yoink. And so there was a lot of tactical choice there for whatever you were willing to pay double for.
No.
Yeah, I think they've said this time there's two agendas. Each of them have three factions at launch, and you can pick any, mix and match within those three. So there's basically the three good ones and the three bad ones.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that they basically kind of mentioned it was going to be pretty much this the first wave.
Yeah.
They haven't said anything about the second wave at all.
I can't believe Travis wrote SSS instead of spelling out Shadow Sun Syndicate. I'm surprised he could bring himself to not type out the whole name of the faction.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it coming out because I know nothing about Monpok other than it seems like a strange cult to me because I know so many people that have extremely strong feelings about it.
The game system itself.
A lot of stuff hidden in the basement.
Yeah, I've got them all in the basement.
Yeah,
it's very the game cultish. System itself was pretty unique at the time. It had more Still of a is. resource management. Mm-hmm. I'm just very surprised that they never during when it was gone. I'm very surprised they didn't reskin it as something else. I mean, we're all speculative why it went away. I mean, like, I always thought it was maybe like a rights issue of some sort. Because
they made the new movie announcement, and then all of a sudden it went away entirely, like, less than a couple months later.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they might have just never said anything because they knew the contract eventually expired.
Correct. And, you know, there's no reason for them to say it either. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would look bad on them if it was a kind of a rights thing where they accidentally gave away the rights for the film, for the models.
Anyway, the game was so good.
But yeah, I'm very surprised that they didn't actually reskin it as something else. Like that could have actually been reskinned as like a War Machine epic type game where you would have, you know, the actual old school Colossals which were much bigger than the Colossals that we have now.
Sure.
Wasn't that in the storyline?
The original Colossals are like.
So, I mean, they could actually have Colossals like that and then have all the little troopers running around, have like little base size. Sure. War Machine Epic would have been
epic.
It would have been pretty cool. It would have been neat to see a game in that scale, you know, like you know, a colossal the size of a warjack, and then, you know, troopers running around in small trays.
Man, maybe I'll bring old school Monpok to Adepticon.
I would, but I'd have to go through a ton of stuff.
When I got everything still all packed up and divided, all the units are, I have everything still neatly stored.
And you probably even know where it is right now.
I know exactly where it is because I just put it in the new place. Yeah, it's in a little place of honor in the new house.
Yeah, you have a Monpok room.
At the moment, I think I do because it has like three empty bookshelves and all of my Monpok minis.
Yes.
Because the rest of the board games are still packed up.
This is the Monpok.
So you have a Dune room and a Monpok.
Correct.
Room.
Correct.
I'm
afraid of the Dune room.
Why?
Just don't put your hand in the box.
It's just pain.
That part I'm not as worried about. I guess, is the Dune room acknowledge any of the sequels?
No.
Okay.
No. And I'm haven't sure bought room. We moved almost all of our property, but the David Lynch Dune DVD is still sitting. It's literally just on the floor in my old house, just like thrown in a corner. There's just some garbage and, well, redundant. There's garbage and David Lynch's Dune just over there somewhere. Oh, that's so good.
I will kill him.
Such a terrible movie, and yet somehow glorious.
So Travis is asking about purchasing stuff from basically season 3 through 5 on Monpok, which was like Big in Japan.
Yeah.
Big in Japan was the last one to come out.
Yeah.
But there's some neat things in there.
Well, then they had like what do they call them? They had like the almost like battle boxes came out.
Correct. Correct. That was when they
had a term for them, when they're going to go non-collectible, yeah. Which would have been fine because I really think that The people that say there was no weird thing that killed it, there wasn't a rights issue or something like that, it just died a natural death, is the people say there's the collectible aspect, right? Because it was like clicks where you'd open a thing and you didn't know what you're getting, you'd have to trade, and that's cool. But they were going non-collectible, like, and I think that would have worked fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the game was solid. And
they had the big battle boxes. I remember the Cthulhu battle box came out, and we're like, yeah, this would work, and no, it was gone.
Yeah, I need to go online and see if I can find more stuff for my agendas.
There's a miniature market. It's got a bunch of stuff I don't think for sale anymore. I'm sure people are actually picking it up now.
You and I played a couple games. And
yeah, we tried to do some battle reports.
I picked a monster that was immune to power attacks, and that made Andy sad.
No, actually, it was also a matter of Nathan really remembered how to play the game. Andy didn't remember how to play the game except for like throwing out some dice. And we recorded those two games, and Nathan destroyed Andy twice in a row to the point of Andy like, I'm done. I'm just going to throw away these videos.
Sorry.
Like, we wanted to be like one of the only people out there producing Monpok videos and that. And I'm like, nope. I'm done.
I was talking to some people in a chat about Monpok, and I mentioned that one of the main things I remember from the old Monpok was Megazor Maxim being broken as fuck. He was like the Haley 2 of...
He was even worse.
He was even worse. Like, no model
Haley
in 2 War
Asphyxius
Machine...
Haley 2 had a baby.
Yeah, if Haley 2 and Asphyxius 2 had a baby that was worse than either of them.
Correct.
And Haley 1 was its wet nurse. Like, he was punishingly, horrifically bad. Like, imagine if a caster had a Weapon Master range 20 gun with snipe and beat back and sprint and stealth and 4 initial attacks. And that's what he was. Just, he would shoot you, you would almost die, you would be thrown halfway across the map, and then he would run away and you couldn't shoot back.
So McKay.
Epic McKay. Beyond that.
Yeah.
Beyond, it was absurd. It was so stupid. Like, I would just not play against him. I'd be like, you win this tournament. I don't even want the headache.
He would just knock you back into a building. If that building had a spike on it and it was on fire, then...
Just a Weapon Master slam gun and then sprint and stealth and snipe. It was so stupid.
Then you couldn't get at him. Oh,
I was looking for something to back me up on this, and I Google searched him, and what I found was a podcast episode by good old Team Covenant.
Oh, wow.
Good old Team Covenant.
We never found out the reason why they...
Everybody knows why. It was because they were
selling...
They bought Privateer Press models, and then they mass-produced those models and slapped their own logo on the package. Or not models, terrain pieces.
They were the objectives.
The objectives, yeah, objectives. Like, they just made a mold of the PP objectives and just sold them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you look at it and you're like, wow. That has the same mold defect as every PP objective.
Yeah.
When it... comes out of the box. Wow. Like, they didn't even clean the model first.
Like, it says property of Privateer Press, and then it's just scratched out and has Team Covenant written. Like, you didn't even do it well. Yeah.
Well, like I said, there was a mold line during, I think if I remember right, down in the middle of one of the crates or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was present on their model, too.
It was the meme like of, hey, do you mind if I copy your homework?
Sure,
yeah, but just change it. Like, it was that meme in piracy form.
Oh,
yeah, I guess I should look at, because I'm a completionist, as I was mentioning before we started with the mini crate. I should look and see about getting everything for my four factions.
Your four factions?
Two agendas. I had invaders and I environmentalists.
My mind just suddenly went to like War Machine. I'm like, how? I only know of two factions that you have for War Machine.
Yeah.
And Hordes.
Well, I'll have a Crucible caster soon. Well,
speaking of new factions, so what is Quimby selling next?
I don't know.
He was talking going back to Signar. Oh, you were selling your Scorn.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Dan was selling his
Scorn.
Selling correct.
Scorn, which
I Dave jumped in on that too, so Dave's probably already got it.
No.
I might actually just throw that, just flat out throw it in the Pegasus sale and just watch people fight over it.
No, just give it to Andy.
I gotta figure out and see if I'm saving money for Crucible Guard or not. Mm-hmm. And
speaking of Crucible Guard, I made some cool cards for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seemed to get some traction.
Yeah.
Less mistakes than last time I did the Grimkin card. So
fewer.
It's been, yeah, it's true. Fewer.
It's just ironic because it was a mistake.
That Crucible card's been going interesting.
Yeah.
Need to fix her damn feet.
Who's
feet? Taunt me with an S-tier caster and then take her away.
Yeah, that. The initial printing.
Two iron smoking bombshell feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the initial printing of Locke was just all kinds of broken.
No. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. She was unplayably bad.
I saw your post, and I agreed with every point in
that every
post.
Point was... I made sure that every one of those points was individually a valid point. Otherwise, that threat would not have been nearly as amazing. Like, she's no good.
She does nothing for the TV.
Well, you put the Sentinel or whatever, like the shoot to your maintenance phase on a TEP... And firing formula doesn't work outside of activation.
Yeah.
So that's garbage.
So it's just a rat 5 pow 10.
So it's a rat 5 pow 10. Ooh, yeah. whoopty, right? Rat 4, isn't it? Or is it 5 in Mark 3?
Five.
5. Still. Whatever. It's Scornergy that it doesn't work, right?
Couldn't you put that
she
on your
Colossal,
too?
She can take damage
to
upkeep spells, but she isn't a construct, unlike most of our casters, so you can't repair her.
Resourceful.
No, she has both. She has resourceful, and if you try to purify stuff, she can take damage double resourceful. Yeah. But the point is, that's bad because you can't repair that damage because she's not a construct. She can bring Tauros and Vanguards because of Maker's Mark, but they don't have the X stats, so they don't benefit from Engine of Destruction like other Jacks would. Bullshit.
And they're saddened by a clearly inferior power-up mechanic.
Right?
Yep.
Jackhammer with the Prime Axiom. Fucking Sustained Attack doesn't work outside of activation either. Garbage! That is obviously an oversight. Why would you fucking take her when these spells don't work properly? She can literally wreck her own jacks with Redline. Stupid. Lame.
Y'all know that in the initial printing, there were three separate abilities she had that was like, oh, this is bullshit. This is grade A bullshit. And it was like three separate abilities. One, the combination of Redline and Jackhammer, which you still have,
great.
Which is fantastic.
Oh, I ran a Prime Axiom 14 inches and then jackhammered your caster to death. Okay,
turns out
and
that's good.
All it does is kill one model.
Her initial feat. And Field Marshal Precision is vastly overrated. I mean, they changed
melee
it to,
only.
They changed it to melee only, so it's now it's actually
not that
not
you ever
stupid.
Took range jacks with her anyway.
Yeah, but it was dumb when you could be like, I shoot out your Cortex for 12 inches away.
That is true. Yes. No.
Welcome to Mark 1. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark one mage, mage gunners.
I mean, just from running Legion of Steel, I have developed an amazing appreciation for precision strike, and getting a field marshal or ranged version on it was pretty amazing until they fixed it.
So I will say this one small thing, change the subject about Crucible Guard. The only thing that I think that sucks about the new Monster Apocalypse is the glowy bits on the models, like anything that had the clear plastic resin stuff,
yeah,
that's not going to be there because it's fully hobby now. So,
well, just paint it glowy see through.
No, you can't.
I mean, they can still include glowy see
through. They can still include glowy see through. I mean, Games Workshop has done that for years with Necrons.
Mm, I don't know if you could do that with the details that you have for Mon Pok, though. Unless that's how they're going to produce them. If they do produce them that way, that'll be freaking amazing.
Oh, I mean we've only seen the one model.
Yeah, so. I mean, they can just ship acrylic pieces with it.
Two models.
Yeah. The second one is one of those models that has a whole bunch of see-through stuff. I can't think of his name, but he's one of... It's not the Defender dude. He's the other guy. The Destroyer dude.
I liked playing the gorilla who was wielding a train.
A chain train.
He was wielding a train like a weapon. It was good stuff.
Train chucks.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Just beat you with a train.
Yeah, the only things that are going to be really hard for somebody who's going to try to collect like Travis is getting all the exclusives, because there was a bunch of exclusives they were giving out at tournaments the beginning there.
Yeah, the Megas and stuff like that. Oh, the Quantums, yeah.
Yeah, those are...
I have a Quantum King Kong. That's right, the Grape Ape.
Yeah, he's like a purple...
Because he's a purple gorilla. The Grape Ape.
I think I've got the Mega Yogg-Saron, which is pretty rare.
What I have that Steve at Pegasus just gave to me because it died between the time they got the model and before any event ran was the Golden Voltron. They just had it like in a shelf. I'm like, I have the Voltron game. He's like, you want this? I'm like, yes. He said, here you go. I have the Golden now. Voltron.
Well, I don't know if you could really sell anything out of this game. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, no, it's all garbage. Sell it to me cheap.
No. Travis had asked earlier what everybody was looking forward to at Adepticon. I'm just looking forward to meeting War Machine community people.
Yeah.
Because every time we go to a big event, it's always hanging out with people I mostly know online and have spoken to, and it's always fun.
Yeah, no, Adepticon will be a lot of fun. We got Who's the Boss on Friday, which is a good time. I think the last count I got in that was about 20 people. And that usually gets like a good five
to 10
others.
There's a lot of people bored with nothing else to do.
Yeah, 5 to 10 others that kind of do the walk-up. Mm-hmm. So there is room if any of you out there are interested in going, playing in Who's the Boss, there is room. Mm-hmm. I think Travis says it's slated for 32 tables, or actually maybe even 64.
There's not a lot of stuff on Friday. It's Masters, Finals, it's Who's the Boss, there's the Company of Iron and Narrative events, so... There isn't a lot of stuff scheduled.
NTI-4 and Dune.
Yes.
Those are also going on.
Otherwise, for the rest of the weekend, I am pretty much open. I wanted to...
Koopa's Corner?
Oh, man. I was so disappointed last time I went there. I love the idea of the place. Meat and burgers and stuff.
And good. Heavy metal.
And heavy metal. Except for the last time that I went, all they played was death metal.
Yeah.
That was all they played was...
They do lean towards death metal more than you do.
Yeah. No,
it depends. Maybe it depends who's MOD at the time.
Yeah, because the last time I was there, or the two times time before. After that I went, it was a little bit more reasonable metal. Yeah.
So tell me about this meat.
Meat is good. It's I love meat.
But it's a burger joint, like big burgers, but they grind their beef like
there.
You order a burger, they take a cut of prime rib or whatever and grind it and then make your burger. Like, it is fresh ground, high quality beef.
So the Acres Older and the Rick metal. And I think it was the Acres and I, went last year and it was good, but I think we might have just went at the wrong time. So it took a while to get our food and it was about 5 to 10% too loud.
Yeah, it can definitely be 5 to 10% too loud. And it's like same the heavy metal theme. They crank it sometimes literally.
Day 3 of the con, that wasn't the most comfortable.
Correct. What is surprising if you do go there, because everybody obviously talks about the burgers and goes for the burgers, is the last time I went, I ordered for the table as an appetizer one of their mac and cheeses. I think specifically ordered like the pesto one. Fucking amazing. It is to this day the best pasta dish I have ever eaten in my life. So try the mac and cheese there. As well,
I will. I think my favorite pasta dish is kind of obnoxious. Is the Pizza Hut's
the baked
the Alfredo or whatever that.
Stuff. I mean, living proof. If you put enough butter and cream into something, everyone will love it.
Yeah,
that's. I've been putting butter and cream into myself in the hopes that everyone will love me, but
it didn't work.
Did not work. Steak Gorgonzola Alfredo at Olive Garden, I like too. But again, we're not going high class here.
It's unfortunate you have to go to Olive Garden.
No. If I'm at an Olive Garden, I'll eat the steak Gorgonzola Alfredo.
I was one time drunk in Chicago with Jim, and Jim pissed on an Olive Garden.
This does not surprise me all that much, really.
But that was actually when we went out to drink with, if anybody here is a GW fan, they might recognize the name, Jervis Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We went out with a bunch of Brits to drink like the Brits, and Jim pissed on Olive Garden. That was also Jim's last tournament ever in Blood Bowl, because the next day he didn't show up for the event, and it was a room that was underneath my bill. So if he didn't get out of the room by a certain time, it would be charged for another day. And so me and the tournament organizer and I went and woke him up and drug him to the tournament. Also, his opponent, first opponent on Sunday, was somebody who had traveled from like Texas, and they were not happy about getting a bye at this event. But yeah, so that was my story. We ran up like $500, maybe $600 bill at Hooters for just alcohol. So, yeah. Don't try to drink with the Brits. That's the story
that
there.
That sounds terrible.
I was fine. But Jim was not. He was very upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drink with the Brits.
I've been taking K here out of my Yon decks, because, since everybody's running, but everybody's running Mandrake to counter Imlarith Sabbath, and Yon's one of the only leaders that had six or less power, so Mandrake kills him, so K here is bricked, and nothing's worse than a bricked K here, so.
No, but my worst drinking with Europeans was with Danes.
Sure.
Because this was sort of like, you get to the point that it's like, yeah, you got to pee. You go pee and you come back, and the Danes who have this phenomenal idea of hospitality, when you come back, your drink is filled up.
So don't leave to pee
over and over again. Well, yeah, sure.
Or leave to pee a lot more and get free drinks.
Yeah.
I changed one of my coworkers' life when he's a youngin, college student. No, a kid named Chris. Who, unbeknownst to me, when he first was hired, we were working with him, he actually knew one of my stepdaughters. And so he and his girlfriend at the time, now fiance, were at the other stepdaughter's wedding. And I changed his life when I went up to the open bar and I said, "Can I get two old fashions and a whiskey sour, please?" And so you turn around, you make eye contact with a random person, you hold up your fingers, and you ask for two old fashions of whiskey sour, and then you take all three of them back to your table and just slam all three of them while Chris looks on in admiration.
Okay.
Give me six schlitzes.
Yeah. Well, you have to pretend. They won't just
whatever's
give you
free.
They won't give you three drinks in an open bar like that. Sure. You have to sell. You have to sell that you're bringing them over to your wife and brother or whoever.
I don't remember the open bar. Oh, no, this was not your wedding.
This was not my wedding.
I was going to say, I don't remember an open bar. That would probably have been.
I mean, there were coolers full of beer. There wasn't a bar at all. There was just alcohol. It was a hillbilly wedding, man.
It was just open.
Don't you remember how shit my wedding was? It was live tweeted. But yeah, no, it's good stuff. That's how you go to an open bar, is you pretend you're ordering for other people. And I just set all three drinks in front of me and just put three straws in them and just started drinking.
Oh, is that like my picture from...
It was exactly like that, but with two old fashions and a whiskey sour.
That was my diabetes enjoyment picture.
Hey, if they're going to
be... The shot of all three cups worth of slushies.
You just have the insulin in hand.
Yes.
Is he really using his foot anyway?
I don't need it. There's a wheelchair. Then I get access to like all these special places.
You get a cool peg leg.
Yeah, Andy,
you can get one of those backwards feet.
I'm
like the guy who killed his
problem.
Wife.
If you get your foot cut off, I'm not helping you carry Who's the Boss stuff around.
Ooh.
I can get people for that.
It won't be me.
I could probably do that.
You'll find people, but it won't be.
Or you put all the Who's the Boss stuff in like a crate and just rig some sort of apparatus where that crate is your peg leg.
I just put it at, like a. Actually, what I could do is I can get a luggage trailer from the airport and just get like one that'll be the table of casters, one will be the wheel, and I just drive that thing right into wherever I need to go.
Sure. It's like a food cart, basically,
yeah,
but
exactly.
For Who's the Boss.
Yeah. Just attach all the casters with magnets onto the thing, and it'll be great.
I'm arguing with Jay Larson because he's Team Iron Man in Civil War, and that's bullshit.
I just made Jim watch that movie finally.
Hello, UK from Crippled System.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yep. It's Miso 82.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so why is J for registration?
I guess same reason it's for gun control. I don't know. Point is, Iron Man's a douche.
He's pretty much is a douche in there.
Yeah, that's kind of.
He doesn't get very mad though. He's like, "Oh, my parents died. Where?
He brutally murdered my parents. Where?"
Jim did predict it too. He's like, "Oh, this is Batman's origin story at the very beginning when they show the cars going up." I'm like, "Yeah, it pretty much is."
Wait, his mother's name was Martha?
No, his mom was not named Martha.
Are we sure?
Yes. It was something else. I don't remember her name, but. It was not Martha.
Martha. What? Martha? So, why would you say that?
So anybody follow college basketball?
Nope.
Because UW didn't make it in. I heard there was some neat upset that ruined literally every bracket on the planet.
Well, yeah. Two of them.
Yeah, a number 16 seed beat a one seed.
I saw that. That was Virginia that lost, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Virginia lost to University of Maryland, Baltimore County, which is the first time a 16 seed has ever beaten a number one seed.
Sure. Awesome. So, yeah. Like, I have to imagine that only, like, six people on the planet.
They're all from Baltimore?
Yeah.
No, I think half the players went to their locker room and like from the Baltimore team, even them, they ripped up their like, I had Virginia beating us, man. I mean, we're a 16 seed. Come on.
Well, it wasn't even close. It was
20. They won by 20 points.
Jesus.
The Twitter stream from their athletic department was hilarious, though, because Seth Davis, who's one of the big commentators for it, had called the game for Virginia a minute after tip-off. And the athletics department, the athletics department Twitter account was like linking him on all of them. It's like, hey, Seth, yeah, we're up by 14.
Hey, sometimes people could do it, Nathan.
What?
I'm comparing your War Machine play, your Hordes play.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know.
I would also. I was definitely a 16 seed in that table against Travis.
That's true.
Those lists. Whew.
I mean, that was after you luck-sacked your way through the bye, too.
Through the bye? He barely made it through the bye. He's like, oh, my God.
Well, yeah, because normally you take the bye.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you weren't there, which was lucky for me, right? And then so I got the bye. And then the second round, somebody. Under Gareth's feet turn got Moros onto me, and he hits me with like the paralyze. He misses. Yeah. Then okay. He hits me and paralyzes me.
Sure.
Then he buys an attack, and he's like, all right, so this auto hits. I'm like, no, anything but snakes, ha, ha, ha.
Snakes.
Yeah. Good times.
You had to actually play a game.
I didn't end up needing it, but so I live, and so I'm going to go to assassinate him, and one of my warhogs frenzies onto my other warhog, which the second warhog, the one that wasn't frenzying, was my, you know, if all else went wrong, he was going to walk up and just kill Gareth, like, from behind.
And he took out his mind?
No. Rolled 1-1-1 to hit. What? My frenzy warhog rolled trip ones to hit the other warhog. Yeah, that was...
You did have to play one game, though, right? Round three?
I did, but that...
That's a Who's the Boss achievement.
Yeah. Yeah. I baited out the bottom of 1 feet from Vlad 2 to take out two of my heavies, except that doesn't work when one of the heavies has admonition. So he feated to kill Scareth. So at the end of the game, he had zero kill points. Yeah.
No.
Because when you blow your feet and then a Dracodile just eats your conquest, you have nothing else. You have nothing else.
That conquest doing up that far. How far can you move that?
The Dracodile goes like 16 inches or something absurd like that. It's, what is it? Because it's boundless charge, right? So it's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I guess a foot. I'm a foot dangerous with that Dracodile.
Okay, so that seems
much more reasonable
than 16 inches.
I was thinking about Locke with my Prime Axiom. That's 16 inches dangerous.
Oh, yikes.
But yeah, that was bad. The Dracodile's like, okay, you don't exist anymore, so this zone's mine now. Bye. Yeah, I got lucky twice, and then, yeah. I never claimed to be good at the game. But I am good at building a Horcrux decks.
Yeah, no, stop it. No need.
What was the other one?
No.
What was the other what?
Upset.
There have been a number. Michigan State.
You said two. One of you specifically said there were two.
Yeah, Michigan State, number North two, Carolina.
Two's your limit.
North, yeah. Carolina, North Carolina lost. I mean, part of this is that I mean, I grew up in Kentucky, and so by law, I have to care about the tournament. And this has been a shitty season for Kentucky, except now it looks like we're going to make the Final Four.
All I know about college sports is I always root for the Badgers and against Notre Dame. And that's all that matters.
Okay, you've got to add Duke to that list of teams you always root against.
No. Yes. They're okay.
No, they're not.
I know. They're like the Patriots of college sports. I understand. But I don't hate them as much as I hate. I know everybody hates them. I just... They're more like the Yankees, I guess. Like, I do hate the Patriots. But I don't... Like, yeah, okay, you're the Yankees. You win all the time. I get it. But I don't actively hate the Yankees.
The Yankees just have an open wallet.
That's fine. And that's baseball's fault, right?
Are you good?
That's baseball's fault. Meanwhile, the NFL is made so that a fucking Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin can have one of the greatest teams in the history of the sport, right? Like, that shows you that you know how to make your salary caps.
And we get rid of Jordy Nelson.
Fucking A, man. We'll pay through the nose for Antonio goddamn Freeman, the worst receiver, and
he
also
had magic
the highest
catches, though.
Yeah, he only had magic catches. I know.
Well, was that him or Favre though?
No, it was Freeman. Freeman you could blindfold him, set him on fire, and strap a live tiger to his face, and he would catch the ball. But you could just like toss it from me to you, and he would miss it every goddamn time. It was infuriating.
Correct. Well, I said, it's the same thing. How much of that was Freeman's fault, and how much of it was Favre's fault of being unable to throw a pass for under 30 yards?
That's true. I do. I don't.
Without dislocating a finger.
I was going to say, the fact that Favre's passes broke fingers
and ribs.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
How Favre and Rodgers each only have one ring is just mind boggling.
Yeah.
True story.
Zappity. We're not up to that point yet.
New chaos models for Blood Bowl.
Yep.
What?
They released some images.
Just new models?
Just some new models.
For not Blood like Bowl. New players.
No. But they do have like a corn team specifically.
Oh.
That's for Blood Bowl now.
Now give me a Slaanesh team.
No, it's corn, unfortunately.
There's a Jonathan Davis joke in here somewhere.
Yeah. No. Right?
Well, he's done with corn for a while.
Feeling like a freak on a knee.
Who wants to go see him as a solo act?
It'll be just like his grandma in the audience. You're doing so good, sweetie.
Has he done anything solo since the Queen of the Damned soundtrack?
I don't know.
Jesus.
He's going on tour this summer as a solo act. And it's, I don't know. Yeah.
Wisconsin State Fair is going to have Huey Lewis in the news. Oh, yeah.
When?
Wisconsin State Fair.
To be honest with you, I have not been to a fair probably since I was four.
It's in August, is the Wisconsin State Fair.
All right. I would love to go see Huey Lewis
in the news. State Fair is great, man. They got pig racing.
And everything is fried.
Everything is fried.
That's just state fairs everywhere.
The Wisconsin State Fair has the Sporkies, which is their awards for the best food of the fair, and those things are always amazing. You just go to any of the places that have the giant spork out front.
Have they figured out how to deep fry a cream puff yet?
Well, what they do have is deep fried old fashions, and what can be more Wisconsin than a deep fried old fashioned?
I'm impressed by that, and I have had deep fried cheese with a side of cheese sauce to dip it in while drinking a Spotted Cow.
Yeah, but you didn't have a deep fried old fashioned.
I didn't have a deep fried old fashioned, and I was commenting after I ordered the Spotted Cow to go with my deep fried cheese with cheese sauce to dip in that there wasn't a Packers game on at the time.
There could have been.
Yeah,
there's always a Packers game in your heart.
Yeah.
Well,
being pushed out by all the cheese.
Well, that's why it's stuck there. Yeah. Like it was supposed to just go through, but all the blockage, the game's
Because I tell you, this past winter, the most Wisconsin thing I saw was that we were at a Culver's that had a Christmas raffle, and one of the prizes for the Christmas raffle at Culver's was an oil painting of Aaron Rodgers.
That's amazing. The most Wisconsin thing I saw this year was a newspaper article about a two-car crash, and it was one guy's sixth DUI and the other guy's eighth DUI. And I'm like, Wisconsin!
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a double-digit DUI police report this year.
We got a guy in Madison that really was telling me about.
I think it's the same one.
He got pulled over. No, well, this wasn't DUI. This guy's only like 20 or something. It was his 37th.
OWI?
No, just vehicle, just ticket. But it was his 37th. He's only been driving for 4 years. That's one, like almost one a month, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. His 37th.
How the fuck is he not in jail?
I don't know.
Like or even then, if he was in jail for part of that period, that's even less time.
Right?
That he was on the road.
Was it just Elwood Blues?
Right. Yeah, they were all for one thing. They're like, that's the mall. There's one. There's
well, another. I mean, I know when I lived in Lexington, we had a guy in town that there was an article in the paper of celebrating his 1,000th public intoxication conviction.
You got there, buddy.
Yeah, man. I like to drink, but I don't drink that much. Uh-huh. I don't think I've been drunk in a while.
I should
need to change this.
Video of some store that did a big thing for their like 1,000th shoplifter. Like they saw the person on camera, and so they just had it all planned. And when they went through the window or through the door, they just had the banner and confetti, and they were interviewing them.
There's a guy who tried to steal a 55-inch television out of Walmart. That's just down the road from here.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw a thing about a guy who did that, but all he did was have one of the vests for like the employees.
Sure.
And he just walked it out the door like he was doing a carryout.
Mm-hmm. There was a good video floating around this weekend of some guys were stealing TVs from Costco. And so this is video of the three cops sitting on the back door just waiting for them to come out, giggling like schoolgirls, waiting for them to come out the back. Like, okay, they're coming, get in your positions.
Nice.
And the guys just open the door and they're just like, oh, fuck.
Nick had mentioned that growing up, he had a guy on the road who drove his lawnmower to the bar because he lost his license. I've seen that episode of Cops.
There was a whole movie.
I mean, that's pretty much every small town in Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Was it an American Story? My brain's mixing it up with the one about the filmmakers who made Coven. But there was a guy who drove his...
Wait, that's the one with the... Wait, no. American Tale is the one with the mice.
Yes. There was... it's a documentary, but...
There's less lawnmowers.
Or maybe it was a dramatization of something that really happened. But anyway, the guy drove his lawnmower like from Wisconsin to like Alabama or something for his brother's funeral because he didn't have a license. So he just drove his ride-on lawnmower.
Just... Good Lord.
Slightly better than walking.
Well, yeah, even biking, that it still takes forever.
Haterade asks if anyone's playing Fortnite. No, but I pre-ordered the new World of Warcraft expansion because I was lured in by Moose Tauren.
Oh, so you're Battle for Azeroth? You've resubbed up?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you sent me a message, and yeah. I did not catch it because I was in the middle of... I was doing my Warlock...
Yeah, because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play Tauren with moose antlers.
The guy's name was Alvin Strait, and the film was The Strait Story, so it was a pun. All
right, are you going druid?
Probably.
You should go druid because all the forms all have antlers.
Yeah,
including the bird has antlers. It's the high mountain tauren are amazing.
Yes. I am waiting for a good Canadian name joke. No.
Yeah. And their travel form is a moose.
Yeah.
Or it's an elk, more so. Elk moose.
A moose is an elk.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, so good. Yeah. I'm two characters away from getting every single class mount in the game.
Yeah. I was looking at some of the stuff for the new races, the new trolls, the druid forms for the new trolls are like all dinosaur versions of creatures, which is pretty neat, but I want to be a moose.
Yeah, the new Zandalari look really cool. The Void Elves actually look pretty cool too. I don't think they can do druids, but I think there's a new human race, the Kul'Tiras.
So what's special about them?
They're just people. They're stuck on an island.
Okay.
That's about it, and they look kind of goofy.
I mean, I've been wanting for the past decade for them to actually put Vrykul as a Vrykul. How do you pronounce it?
Oh, Vrykul?
The giant Vikings. The giant Vikings. Not just Vikings, giant Vikings.
Yeah, but I want Murlocs.
No, Vrykul.
No, I'm telling you, this would make Blizzard a ton of money. Even if they would just open it up, maybe even as a classic server, just open up one server where they just replace everything in the game with Murlocs. All the playable races, everything is just a Murloc. And
so, Andy,
yes,
you are correct that that'll make a lot of money, but it still is awful.
No, yeah. it's goddamn amazing.
I mean, that just sounds like that's just one of those things. I think that it sounds like a good idea, and then everybody will get tired of it in 3 days.
No,
yeah, but I mean,
you would have hardcore people playing there and demanding that they would put in what I want is the fact where nobody can understand anyone else. In other words, when you type into chat, it prints out Murloc. All so the quests, all the quests that you have, they're just all like, I don't know if you've ever done. There's a quest.
You want the game to be literally unplayable.
Yes, but all Murlocs. It'd be amazing. I would play it.
I mean, I'm just waiting for everyone to be communicating solely through the dance emojis.
I mean, I played World of Warcraft on a German server to teach myself German. And, sure. So I mean, yeah, I'm familiar with that. It's like people tell you what to do, and you're like.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just imagine. Oh, so then you'd have to learn Murloc.
Yeah. Because
they'd have to build the language into it to correspond with it.
Also, I will say that the voice acting of the German version of World of Warcraft is much better than the English version.
Depends on the voice actors.
The German voice actors are just amazing across the board. Oh. I don't know why. I mean, that was because I did the new Zolgarub in the first in the German, and the voice acting on all the bosses is amazing, and then it's just terrible in all the English ones. Of course, that's one of those things. It's like you learn some of the things in German, and it's like because I was doing this to practice German and learn the language, but some of it just doesn't come across well. Like I know how to say the power of the snake god flows through my veins, my blood is venom in German, but it's just not going to come up in casual conversation.
That's your fault for not making it come up in casual conversation.
Just like work it into your next computer science.
It's not our failing. It's your failing.
Yeah.
I would work that shit into every conversation I ever had easily.
But Nick is in the chat had mentioned that he wants Murlocs and Tuskar, which are the ones in the Wrath of the Lich King, which are basically
walrus
people. They look awesome.
Yeah, and as Nick said, I also like the Tonka, but I really, really prefer the Moose Tauren.
Moose Tauren are awesome. The Vrykul are pretty cool. I'm surprised that they didn't actually make that.
Yeah, I want Vrykul. I don't care if they're Alliance or Horde. I'll play whichever one.
God damn. Seriously, an entire server just filled with Murlocs. It would be awesome. There was a quest.
I think you enjoy unplayability more than the average person.
Probably. But there was a quest in Legion in this last expansion that you had to go and talk to a Murloc. And the Murloc gave you all of his quests, but they're all in Murloc. And they just basically, you just kind of like pointed in that direction. And thank God they give you a map, you know, and that shows where you're supposed to go for these quests. But you don't know exactly what you're supposed to do until you find an item. And then it says quest completed and then go return it back to the thing. It's a whole quest chain it's amazing. And that needs to be a whole game.
Okay.
It needs to be a whole game.
Fair enough.
Murlocs everywhere. God damn it. Blizzard needs to listen to me and make Murlocs.
Wow. Hey, this is an announcement because I'm not going to waste my recommendation on it. If you have an iOS-powered tablet of some device, Darkest Dungeon is a goddamn dollar.
Darkest Dungeon's on tablets, too?
iOS, 99 cents.
Nifty.
99 goddamn cents. It's on sale right now. It's on sale to celebrate the new expansion.
Speaking of great voice acting.
$5 or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, speaking of fucking the announcer from Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah.
I want him to narrate my life.
Yeah. Darkest Dungeon has now replaced the original Dawn of War as the game with the most meme worthy voice acting.
Yeah, all those voice lines are on the YouTubes and they make good ringtones. Yeah, a dollar. Just had to throw that out there.
Curious is the trap maker's art.
Yes. Slowly, gently, this is how life ends.
So should we go into... I didn't see any zappity grumbles at all.
Ha ha! I spent a dollar of Dan's money. Whee! The expansions are full price, but honestly, you don't need the expansions. The Shieldbreaker's a cool character, but whatever. And then the Crimson Court, it adds the whole big Crimson Court chest quest chain, and it adds the buildings that you can build. And the buildings are nice, but completely optional. And the Crimson Court quest chain is a giant pain in the ass that's frustrating as fuck. True story. What were you saying, though, Andy?
Well, somebody was just talking about he was going to throw a stake on the broiler now, which was about 6 hours ago.
So it should be, yeah, well done by now.
Yeah.
And start chilling a fresh bottle of ketchup for it.
Mm-hmm. Nice cold ketchup.
Yep.
And? Cold ketchup on a well-done steak. But you guys got the mac and cheese wrong, because mac and cheese Trump is style. Fine. It's the fact that my wife puts maple syrup in her mac and cheese that is the abomination.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'll do ketchup. But
yeah.
Maple syrup, that's just weird.
No. I could possibly... I think you talked about this before. I could try it, but I don't know if I'd want to. Maybe like a little bit.
Travis asks if he's buying a tablet for a wife and child, what type should he get, an Android or an Apple? If children are involved, I suggest getting a Amazon Fire, not because the Amazon Fires are particularly good, but because they're fairly heavy and they're cheap. And they're
they
cheap
even have the kids version ones, too, which are even tougher.
Yeah, they've got the kids version ones that come with like a military-grade rubberized coating.
I will also never recommend any human being ever give any money to Apple.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
They're just expensive to be expensive.
You gave 99 cents to Red Hook Studios.
30% of that goes to Apple.
Yep. You motherfuck. Fine.
But the Amazon Fires, I mean, dealing with their app store can be frustrating because it doesn't have everything like the Google Play Store does. But you can get the 7-inch one, starts at like $60, and that is at the disposable level for the type. So,
and as Nathan can attest, they even bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Fires are more resilient. I mean, even if you don't get the garish blue armor, the childproof armor for it, they're a bit more resilient to damage than other tablets. So,
and I know that the only apps I really care about for a tablet are basically board games, because mm-hmm. that's what tablets exist for, is playing board games. And the Fire doesn't have that many. It's got some, but I did find that if you go to Humble Bundle and buy their stuff, you can actually download, and there's ways to install it without going through the App Store. Mm-hmm. And so I got all those, like San Juan and whatnot, on there without having to go through the App Store. That's a meandery story. But
yeah.
The point is, board games are good.
Speaking of meandering stories, we do have a chat request for Nathan's Facebook popcorn recap of the week.
Yeah, that's, guess what? I don't matter, and no one will miss me when I'm dead. Surprise, you either, asshole. Also, somebody, and I this occurred to me, but I didn't flat out point it out, but if somebody's in the life-saving, like, medic/ER/nurse field, and they think some lives are worth more than others, they should not be in the life-saving field.
Yeah.
That's a terrible field for somebody who points at certain humans and go, you're okay to die, you're not worth anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, for that person to also be in favor of everyone being heavily armed.
Well, I mean, I also think it's hilarious that this guy was talking about how valuable his life was to a confirmed nihilist. And it's like,
yeah.
The response is, like, it's cute that you think this matters.
Yeah. The only reaction to his post was one ha-ha, and that was from me. Because whatever.
Yeah, we couldn't find that post.
I think you have to be... It's still active. I think it's a friends only, so you just have to friend... It was like JP Redanzo or something. I don't even know how I'm Facebook friends. Maybe he was a PG or something, or a friend of a friend, but...
Because I tried finding it.
It's still active.
There. Yeah.
Because that same person who I screenshotted called me a... what did he call me? A cry bully. Which doesn't make sense. It's like I'm a crybaby, but I'm bullying you somehow? So I think it's being aggressively snowflakey is somehow being a crybully. I don't speak idiot. So, but they keep making new words on the alt-right for people. Like,
it was scary. I was bored at work on Friday, so I was on the Donald for a bit.
Yeah.
And that was, I learned about a very weird parody religion called Keck.
Yeah. Top Keck.
The worship of Pepe.
And
not the true Pepe.
I swear I hit someone who actually believed it.
Yes.
Pepe is different than Pepe.
Yeah.
Pepe, you wear on your head, and wow, he's awesome.
Dude, the frog bird was perfectly harmless. It's not that guy's fault that Nazis latched onto his frog cartoon. He's pissed about it.
Yeah.
Which is sadder than not poor Papa John, but Papa John's being like, please, please don't make us your official pizza. Remember that when all the Nazis were like, Papa John's, the official pizza of Nazis? And they're like, no. Don't do that.
Yeah, but the problem was their boss was all like, yay.
Yeah, their boss is like, I hate the Jews. Oh, I mean, nothing. And then nothing.
Then he got removed.
Yeah, he got canned from NFL.
Well, Pizza he got canned Hut. From Papa John's, too.
Yeah, but Pizza Hut is the official sponsor now of the NFL.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Which is a shame, because Papa John's is actually really shitty pizza, and you shouldn't buy it anyway.
It is solely a vehicle for the garlic sauce.
And
they changed the recipe of the garlic sauce.
Yes. What?
You see, all of this is kind of...
I would eat the pepperoncinis and go, yeah, to the pizza.
I would just get their cheese pizza. Cheese sticks was
Papa John's actually used to be good pizza, at least, I mean, when it was a fresh chain, because it, I mean, it started like
20
up
20 years ago.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that was when I was growing up, when it started up, like, right over the, I mean, right over the river.
At the beginning, they were like,
a thin crust double pepperoni, get that garlic sauce. It was good shit. Yeah. Now, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the garlic sauce is worse. Their ingredients are still the same ones from 20 years ago. Yeah.
They're Nazis. Yeah. Yeah. All kinds of reasons to not eat Papa John's.
But, I mean, when Papa John's number 4 opened up, opened up in the town where I grew up in, it was good pizza and not anymore.
I do like, I can't afford to pay people a dollar more an hour. I would go bankrupt, says the guy in a literal castle. No. He literally owns a castle.
Speaking of bullshit, so a lot of people are out of a job for Toys R Us, and our fucking government approved $13 million payout to
bonuses to
all the CEOs or all the people there. Like, really? Fucking A.
Yeah, really? So, hey, it's the free market. Free market's free unless it's bad, in which case it's not free.
I say, and to completely tie this all back together, so there's going to be a line as soon as they announce the clearance prices at Toys R Us on this side of town. Like there always are when people see closeout sales for overpriced stores. So a few years ago for a Black Friday sale, someone pulled a gun on someone else in line. Well, that happened now for the clearance prices.
Already? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yikes.
Good times. It's great living in a third world country.
Yeah. All right. Zappity. We don't have any more zapping rumbles. We should go to the recommendations and end this.
I will recommend people coming to Adepticon because we will all be there and you can hang out with us, buy us a drink, punch us in the face, whatever you'd like. It'd be fun.
You need to do a fourth thing and then they can do one with each of us. It'll be like marry, fuck, kill. So you have hang out, buy a drink, punch in the face.
The marry, fuck, kill is only three things.
Right, but there's four of us.
Yeah. Oh. I wasn't really including Dan with this.
Wow. Wow, I know who Dan's punch in the face mode is. You know, you'll buy yourself a drink.
I don't drink.
Even though soda. Consistently relying on Dan to fill in for one of us leaving out of here. Sorry, Dan.
I tolerate love you. You too.
You will be remembered when you're gone.
Remember me.
So... Yeah.
Remember me.
Not happy about that guy. Fuck him.
Bender?
No. No, no.
Wow.
No.
The guy we were talking about.
The guy that we were originally talking about. Because, like, I worked with him for many years through the Hobby Lounge at War Machine Weekend. And for anybody to say that, it doesn't even matter... like people's political stances, it shouldn't matter people's political stances. You should treat each other like a decent human being, and saying that to somebody,
you're saying it's wrong to measure people solely by the number of kids they have.
Well, I mean, he's got Nathan's got five.
Well,
technically
four, but four? The point is the guy didn't do his research before he started shitting on me.
Yeah.
How do they miss that you have children?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, even if you don't count stepkids, I still have biological kids. So, yes. Like, I have correct. 1, 3, or 4 children, depending on how you count them. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that I'm no longer friends with him.
Well, the more important thing was he also bashed because my greatest achievement in life is having, in his words, a mediocre podcast.
Correct.
It's like, hey, we're allowed to say it's mediocre.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I had that coming up in a conversation with anybody here that we're friends with, that we, self-deprecating humor, that's what we do. We enjoy that type of thing. When somebody is actually using it as a verbal, as an assault.
I was going to say, that's humor?
Yeah, no, yeah,
I mean, we are fucking mediocre, but but I mean, when you're using it as an insult, a direct insult to somebody else, you know, to try to tear them down, that's something different. I mean, if we really truly thought this podcast was mediocre, do you think we've done like 250 some episodes of this thing? Do you think we would still be continuing? I know it says 231 on there, but we've done a lot of others. I mean. A lot of little side podcasts and that. I mean, we truly enjoy doing this. It's my hobby. And somebody insults my hobby, it sucks. Somebody insults one of my good friends, that really fucking sucks. So, and fuck him. Just
fuck him.
Yeah. I don't even care if he used to like this podcast. If that's how he truly feels about another human being that, I mean, he's had minimal contact with you other than just online shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
whatever.
I mean,
it's just the irony. It's always the irony of the people with the thinnest skin are the ones that call other people,
snowflakes
and whatnot. He occasionally would just like call his friend group, and then he would contact me like, I called a whole bunch of liberal people, but I kept you because, you know, I like you, and you know how to, you actually discuss things well, and you debate things well, and you don't just like flip out and insult people. And then he posts that and then unfriends me. And I'm like, that's what you call irony.
I mean, I understand that you do like to poke the bear. You like to get the reactions out of people. But at the same time,
Nathan,
I still believe that you have a heart.
Also, given that he actively like would follow me around those, he knows how my debate style is, right?
Correct.
So like he'd been Facebook friends with me for years. He's participated in every one of my Facebook debates.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess he finally just snapped. Yeah. Whatever. The point is, you should go see Alice Cooper in concert.
I just recorded a concert from them on Axis TV.
Yeah?
Alice Cooper, yep.
I mean, concerts in general are amazing, but go check the internet. If Alice Cooper is touring near you, if he's playing in a bar, or he's playing in a state fair, or wherever the fuck he's going to be, buy tickets now. Do not hesitate. It is a show and a half.
You ready for Weird Al?
Yes, I'm ready for Weird Al.
Weird Al playing...
with Emo Phillips opening for him, correct. Which is also exciting to me, because I'm one of the like 7 people on the planet who gives a shit about Emo Phillips.
Ironically, not ironically, but the only reason I really know him
is from Weird Al. It's from UHF.
No, actually, honestly, is from At Midnight.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He was a regular guest on At Midnight. I miss that show. The show was fun.
No, that's not my recommendation, though. And then Raylene and I saw Coco. Coco was pretty good. Also not my recommendation. I've heard that Slay the Spire and Into the Breach are good, but I haven't played them yet, so they can't be my recommendations.
No. I've heard good things about Into the Breach. One of the recent podcasts I listened to had mentioned that it has about 10 hours of lifespan before it kind of...
Yeah, and it's like fizzles. $5.
But
so.
it was like 10, 15 bucks or something like that. It's a really cheap game, but I've heard good things about that too. It's a puzzle war game.
It's by the people who did Faster Than Light, FTL, and FTL is... I think right now you can get them bundled for like that $10 or $15 price band. So if you don't have FTL already, you definitely should get the bundle. Although, man, I do not like the design of the final boss of FTL. It really just brick walls the game. Yeah. You'll have a lot. Because you can go through the game with many different tactics, but that boss can just say, fuck you, so hard.
Well, and some of the best things against the boss don't work so well, depending on which way you go through the tree either.
Yeah.
So you have to intentionally hurt your ship to get through the... end boss.
Yeah. That end boss is one of the biggest swings in quality from the rest of a game to a specific thing in a game that I've ever encountered in a game is that in FTL.
Are you sure? I can name
one of the Like a game that good with something that...
Axiom Verge?
Yeah, I mean, it's along those lines. Yeah, another last boss. Like, I uninstalled that game. Yeah, well, even worse because it's worse than Axiom Verge. Because Axiom Verge, you play through, and it's like, hooray!
Yeah.
I beat Axiom Verge. FTL is one of those games where every time you beat it, you unlock a different ship to play through it. So you have to beat the game like a dozen times.
Okay.
And I think I've done like 100 runs of FTL, and I think I've beaten it like twice. Because that boss is such a brick fucking wall.
Oh, it's bad. Especially after you're like, all right, finally, I figured out how to get through it. Oh, shit, now on to stage two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, it RNGs like a motherfucker even then. Like, you have to be teched to be able to beat it and still get lucky.
So still have to handle the RNG. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just such
And it's also, you know, 30 minutes, an hour in, so you know, it's not
after
like...
After significant gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love me some Axiom Verge, but I agree with you that last boss is bullshit.
Yeah.
It's beatable, but it's bullshit beatable. But it's... God, that game is really good for... Maybe they need to have indie designers go through us as a QA team. Just give us the last boss, and we can tell them if this is bullshit or not.
No, that was the thing, because I was going through after Nathan's challenge on Mega Man 1, which I beat. Without cheating.
So he claims.
Yeah, just because he sent me... You have it on your PS4. You can stream it.
Yeah. He sent me a screenshot through the PlayStation screenshot program, so there's no way he photoshopped it, but I'm not sure.
I've got the winning run recorded as well.
Likely
well,
story.
The last boss, at least.
You should do... What was it? The person that went through all the Mega Mans in one... Or no, it was the guy who did Dark Souls. A guy went through all three versions of Dark Souls, Dark Souls 1, Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 3, and beat them perfectly without being hit once.
Speaking of which,
So as he went through the game, like if he got through Dark Souls 3 and got hit by something, he would have to start off at 1 and go all the way through.
But did he beat them with the Congo Bongos from Donkey Kong Congo Bongos?
I
can give you Bloodborne back because now it's free on the PlayStation Plus.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah, it's this month.
But after going through Mega Man 1 and making sure to beat it, because I was convinced I did when I was like 10 when it came out, and it was harder than I remembered. But of course, maybe now that I'm 40, I have a lower threshold for bullshit than I did when I was 10.
You didn't have many other options.
Yeah. So I got it as part of the collection, and so I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to go through all of the Mega Mans in order. And as I recall,
they get easier.
For the most part. I mean, Mega Man 2. I mean,
on hard mode.
Yeah, I did 2 on hard mode.
Yeah, obviously.
As my recollection, 2 was the best of the series.
Yes, it's the high point.
And I mean, 3, 4, and 3 and 4 were also really good, but I think 2 was the best.
Yep.
Then I got to the end boss of 7, and fuck that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my playthrough of all of the Mega Man games went from 1 to 7. I got to the end boss of 7, and I haven't picked it back up again because fuck that end boss of Mega Man 7.
But along the lines of the being 40 and sucking is my Robert bought an SNES classic for the house, and he bought it from someone who had cracked it and installed like 400 other games on there. Oh. And man, I suck at Super Mario World compared to when I was 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm dying to just random Goombas, and I'm like, I feel like my grandparents when I would show them games.
Have you seen the Dram World, I think it is, or something
Dram
like
World.
That?
Yeah, it's a Kaizo level. Yeah.
Yeah, just watching people do those games. No.
Of course, that's also because I play Overwatch some with my teenager, and of course, I have old man reflexes, so I play Bastion because as an old man playing these games, my superpower is patience. And so with Bastion, it's like, yes, I can predict where this guy is going, and I can sit without jumping around like a madman and wait for him and kill him. And it turns out that pisses off teenagers.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, when you just sit there and camp and wait for the guy to poke his head around the corner and then film with 200 bullets.
I could go out there and, you know, try to dodge, or I can just hide in this corner and stab him every 5 minutes when his loop takes him close enough.
And then what really pisses them off is I get up and move. So they come around the corner thinking they're smart and going to get the jump on me, and they jump around and start shooting where I was, and then I kill them again. And then they start stretching their teenage vocabulary at me in chat, and I just laugh.
That's my favorite thing to do is with Torbjorn. is I would set up a turret off in a corner, wait for people to come around. They'll get killed by the turret, and then as soon as I have any kind of success with that turret, I tear it down and I build it some other place because I know they're going to come around there. So because,
I mean, I know, I understand I am bad at this game, but I also just find it hilarious the other people out there that are worse that genuinely expect me, once I find a good place to sit in it all game after I kill them once. Because like, oh no, this guy is pissed off now and he's going to come after me, so I'm going to move.
Mm-hmm. So my actual recommendation is a YouTube channel called Summoning Salts, where he discusses speedrunning.
Okay.
He's got a whole series that are like the history of world records of specific games. He breaks down, you know, this person beat it in 30 minutes in this way, and then this new strategy was discovered, and then these people did this, that. And then he also has some videos that dissect, like, he has a whole, like, half-hour video on World 4-1 of Super Mario Brothers.
Yep.
And describing just how people would beat that one specific level and how Yeah, well, I posted that video on my Facebook a few months ago, but I've been watching a shitload of his videos recently. I'm, like, halfway through his entire backlog, but they're just really interesting. They're like little mini documentaries about, and speedrunning's not just entertaining but also interesting to me because it's people. Just the one I just watched on lunch today was Super Mario World, speaking of which, and they talked about how there's people just, you know, and they'd find routes and everything like that, but there's a separate category now where people figured out that if you set up like Koopa shells in like specific spots and had an enemy in a specific spot and then grabbed a coin while dismounting from Yoshi in a specific spot, all those items existing in those spot rewrote the code so that it would think you beat the game and it took you to the credits. Like, someone discovered that, and people can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, not just TAS, but actual players with their thumbs. And like, they are, you're a programmer, right? Yeah. They are reprogramming this game using the objects within the game to fuck with the memory. That is cool.
Yeah, no,
in the
business world,
we call that a SQL injection attack.
Yeah, that's like that's actually
part of my job to prevent that.
Yeah, yeah,
that's actually
people are using it to beat Super Mario World.
one of my areas of research is just detecting really weird stuff in programs like that.
It's just, it's cool. So Summoning Salts, check it out.
My recommendation is Vermintide 2. It is amazing. If you like Left 4 Dead or Left 4 Dead 2 or Vermintide 1, and if you like Skaven and Nurgle, you should play Vermintide 2. Because goddamn, my computer here, which is about 7 years old or 8 years old, it's old.
Slightly younger than Jake.
It's old. My computer's old. My computer will actually run this game, and it actually runs fairly nicely on it. That game is beautiful. If you like the Warhammer world and just walking through it, it's awesome. There's so many cool Skaven, a bunch of cool Nurgle stuff in it. Mm-hmm. It is 4-player co-op online. So when you join, you would actually join with a team of 3 other people. If you're playing, you can run it with bots, I think. They're not as that great, but sometimes they're better than
people. Well, sure. So it's similar to, like, pretty much anything. Like, MOBAs and stuff are the same way, right? You can play with bots, you can have a group, or you can just go to join a random group. And,
correct. Yeah. It is better to play with a group of people, though, because it's, yeah, I mean, you just have the better reaction time for everybody. But, man, it's...
And if you can play with 3 people that you know, even better.
Correct.
Get on Skype and chit-chat.
Yep, that's kind of what we do. It's got, like, 6 different characters in the game, so you don't have to play with just only 4. Each one of those characters can also be up to 3 other characters. So, like, there's the troll or the troll slayer, or there's the dwarf. You can be either a troll slayer, a ranger, or one of the iron. They call them ironclads. What are they called?
So there's like 6 characters, and each has like 3 subclasses. It can
correct. Yeah, it's a really fun game. I'm on Steam. Major Tusk, come play with me if you see me on.
Alright. My recommendation is a YouTube channel called Primitive Technology. It's a guy in Australia who is just basically demonstrating Iron Age survival techniques. So he doesn't actually live out in the bush. He's got a house and stuff like that, and he does a lot of research in between his videos, but he's out there making...
Building a house.
He's built a house.
Was he the one I saw build like clay like slats for like a hut like a year or so ago?
Yeah, so he made... So his... He started with just like a grass hut. Then he made a tile, a ceramic fired tile roofed hut with mud walls. And now he's getting into making iron and lime and stuff like that. So he's really digging into stuff he can do. But everything he's literally got is just, you know, random. You know, he started with just sticks and rocks and stuff. And it's just also really relaxing because he doesn't talk at all during his videos, but he's got a WordPress blog as well that he'll explain what he's doing. And then if you watch the videos, turn on subtitles because he's explaining what he's doing as he's going then.
So the subtitles don't, it's not that they're, it's more like annotations.
Annotations almost, is yeah, a technical yeah. term, yeah. But it's just very relaxing to watch. And, you know, every so often I'll just find myself and I'm like, I just watched these videos for an hour.
Sure.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, you already recommended something.
I already recommended coming to Adepticon to buy us drinks or punches.
Except for me. Because Andy said so.
We can come up with a fourth. We can come up with a fourth category for you.
Well, I mean, I still love you, Dan. All right, thanks, guys, for watching. We'll get you. I don't know if we're actually going to record next Sunday.
No. I won't. I can tell you I won't be on an episode next Sunday.
Okay.
Because I will be going to a concert in Milwaukee, and so I'll be busy.
What concert?
Puddles.
Oh, yes.
Which, that was the closest concert, and then it sold out, so then they decided to make a Madison concert for 3 days later, which would have been far more convenient than the Milwaukee concert.
Sure.
But, oh, well, that's life.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys. Maybe some of us will be here next week. Otherwise... See you guys later. See you at Adepticon.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.